We want to ask you about money, possessions, and eternity. So, this was published, I think, 35 years ago, if we read it right, in 1989. Is that something?
Right, and then it was updated in 2004 or something like that. Yeah.
Okay. It's often cited by David Wills as he said the Biblical Generosity Manifesto. So people, it really started, he said it really started and guided everything from the
Yeah.
beginning still to this day. So how do you feel about that? What can you tell us about what it's been like for you personally to watch it unfold over the last 3.5 decades?
Well, it's kind of David to have said that, and the other guys that started Generous Giving together all were heavily influenced by Money, Possessions, and Eternity. That surprised and delighted me when I learned about it. I spoke at the conference every year in the early years, and then they broadened out and have included many more people since then. But yeah, it's been amazing. I would say that though I have a number of books that have sold a lot more copies than Money, Possessions, and Eternity, it's done very well. I think it's something like 200,000 copies have sold, but The Treasure Principle over 2 million copies have sold. My Heaven book, 1.5 million copies. But I would have to say that, in its own way, that book has been used of God in stronger ways than almost anything I've ever written. And it's been amazing the number of pastors who've told me that they've preached through, their Bible messages using Money, Possessions, and Eternity as sort of a guideline or a basis for them doing so. And that they got into things in scripture that they had never been acquainted with. It's pretty common. I hear similar things about my book, Heaven, because both money and heaven are things that typically are not, strangely, talked about in Bible colleges or seminaries. So you have a pastor going to a seminary, and he doesn't have any classes in finances, doesn't have any classes. Well, he has an eschatology class, but most of the time the conversation's about pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, rapture, and nothing is said. And I know this from personal experience, and I've talked with many other pastors about it, but nothing at all is said about the place we are going to live forever with the Lord and with each other, which is the new earth. So you'd think that we would squeeze that in somewhere.